Hey guys, before we jump into today's episode, I want to thank Podcorn for sponsoring this episode. My team uses Podcorn for podcast sponsorships, which helps to keep this podcast running. It's a great platform for podcasters to work directly with brands via Podcorn's marketplace, ensuring quality, transparency, and creative freedom. To learn more about Podcorn, check out the link in my show's notes. Hey guys, welcome back. I'm super excited about this week's topic. We're going to dive into how to cope with feeling burnt out emotionally and mentally. And can I tell you that we all experience this? We all have periods where we go through this burnt out. You know, we're just exhausted. We're stressed. We've been through a lot emotionally and mentally. That could be, you know, whether it is within your job, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's just in the day-to-day life, whether you've been in quarantine for months and you're just exhausted from what's happening to you. So basically, when you are in a state of feeling burnt out, there's a difference between feeling burnt out and feeling stressed. So burnt out is really a state where you are physically exhausted, mentally drained, and emotionally exhausted, you know, and it's caused by a lot of stress. So, you know, the stress has been building and building and building where it causes this feeling of being burnt out. So when it occurs, you might absolutely feel overwhelmed, you're drained, you're, you know, not really able to meet the demands that your day-to-day life requires you to meet, whether that's getting the laundry done, whether that's doing your job, whether that's dealing with a specific person when you've been able to deal with them in the past, but now it just really, really is taking a toll on you. So as the stress continues and continues and the weight on your back or on you is being built and built, you begin to lose interest in things, you begin to lose that motivation, and there are definitely signs that you are burnt out. So let's get into those signs. The physical symptoms of being burnt out is, you know, you definitely have a lower immunity. So unfortunately, when you're feeling a lot of stress, when you're really burnt out, you are susceptible to getting sick. You're susceptible to catching a cold. Your immunity isn't able to fight off perhaps viruses that are around you because your body and your mind, mentally, emotionally, physically, everything has been used so often to kind of deal with what has been going on in your life, those things that are causing you to feel burnt out. So feeling tired and drained all the time is 1000% a sign that you are burnt out, and not just tired, but weak. You know, those moments when just going to do the laundry is something that absolutely exhausts you, or, you know, doing the day-to-day things that you used to do that you might have enjoyed, or you were able to do a lot of things in one day, you just can't do. You tend to get a lot of muscle pain, you tend to get a lot of headaches, your sleep habits change, you might have insomnia where, you know, you really want to get to sleep, you're exhausted, but you can't fall asleep. That's definitely a sign of being burnt out. It's also a sign of stress as well. Your appetite could change, bowel movements can change. So those are all the physical symptoms. Emotionally, what happens when we are burnt out is we start to feel really trapped. Like, oh my God, this is the same day that I'm living over and over again. This is the same routine. I'm never going to get out of this. When is this going to end? I feel like a lot of us have felt these emotional signs or symptoms of being burnt out or being severely stressed because of what we've been going through. You know, in 2020 has not been an easy year. So everything that's happened with COVID and being quarantined has definitely made us feel isolated and trapped, and possibly, you know, the feelings of feeling defeated and helpless at times, the loss of motivation, not being able to be as positive and hopeful because, again, you feel like there's no end in sight. So this sense of self-doubt, this sense of feeling alone in the world,
you know, this sense of dissatisfaction in where you are in your life right now, or just what where your life is in the day-to-day routine that you have. These are all emotional signs of being burnt out. And again, remember, being burnt out is a accumulation of a lot of stress that you've been dealing with, where it now comes to this point of being burnt out. So the layers are, okay, I experience a little bit of stress. Now I'm starting to feel burnt out, where I'm getting drained emotionally, mentally, physically. I'm exhausted all the time. It's not just like frequent feelings of this. It's a consistency of it. And then normally what happens is you begin to have a little bit of a breakdown, where you might start feeling depressed. You might start feeling, where, you know, you're sad all the time. So those signs, you might have anxiety. So these are the different layers of between stress, being burnt out, you know, having a breakdown, having severe anxiety, or possibly even panic attacks. The behavioral signs or the symptoms of feeling burnt out is where you really are trying to now cope with this feeling of anxiety. So now you begin to kind of withdraw. You begin to really procrastinate. You know, I don't want to open the emails, or if I do them, I'm literally just going to get through them as quick as I can. I'm not going to put any effort or real care into what I'm doing because I just want to get it off my plate. Or possibly you don't do anything at all and you just keep prolonging things, which obviously we know doesn't help, because it just continues to build that heavy load, which will continue the stress that you have already been feeling. But because of the lack of energy that you have, it's almost like on some levels, you physically can't do it. You can't do it mentally and you can't do it emotionally. So this is where you begin to, you know, want to skip out of work, where you want to, you know, you come in late and you're leaving early, or you're avoiding certain people, or you're taking out your frustrations out on others. And I feel like that's really a big one for people, where they're feeling a certain way. How often have we taken things out on someone else because of something that we're feeling ourselves? So, you know, I always say self-awareness is one of the biggest things that you can ever do for yourself, because you have to be aware of what's going on inside of yourself. If you have no idea that you're burnt out, and that this is why you're experiencing all of these feelings or these emotions or these thoughts, then you're not going to be in a good space to be able to take care of yourself, because you haven't acknowledged the elephant in the room. You haven't acknowledged what's really going on underneath the surface. So how do we actually get burnt out? So like I said, a lot of the times there are different ways that you can be burnt out. You can be burnt out just from day-to-day life, a stay-at-home mom with, you know, 1, 2, 5, 6 kids, whatever it looks like, who is home all the time and is emotionally drained from having children, being around her all the time and she doesn't have any time for herself. You know, a parent that possibly is working full time and really working 60 hours a week and really trying to hustle and make ends meet for their family. Again, being in quarantine, there's a level of being burnt out with just the mundane aspects of life, and not feeling like there's an end in sight, and feeling overworked or undervalued. Definitely at work, we can experience that if we work in a very chaotic, you know, high pressured environment where there's a lot of challenges and things that we're working on, and there's not a lot of reward for the amount of work that's being put in. I think that that's a really big thing, whether it's work, your home life, you know, a person that you're dealing with, it doesn't really matter, a relationship. When you're doing so much work and you're not getting hardly anything back, whether that's time for yourself, whether that's, you know, the relationship is starting to feel easy because I'm putting in so much work, I'm giving this person everything that they want and it's still not enough. I mean, that's a different topic in itself, but in a job where I'm working so hard at this job and I really feel undervalued, I don't feel appreciated, you're going to feel burnt out. You're going to go through those phases.
Today's sponsor is Hero Cosmetics. They sent us over the Mighty Patch, which is a hydrocolloid acne patch. I actually had a huge monster pimple last night, so I stuck on a Mighty Patch original overnight, and in the morning, the pimple was totally flat. So that is very cool. If you want to try the Mighty Patch for yourself, you can use code HEAL15 for 15% off at herocosmetics.com.
I think for a lot of perhaps moms in particularly, that need of wanting to be in control and, you know, the perfectionist, you know, and needing to do everything in one day and putting so much pressure. I definitely can relate to this, you know, putting pressure on myself to get everything done and be everything for everyone. You can get lost in that at times, and it's important to be able to recognize, okay, I got to get back to me. I got to figure out, what do I need to start doing that can really take care of myself, because I'm burnt out. I'm completely exhausted. I'm exhausted mentally. I'm exhausted emotionally and physically. And it's time to put myself first. And what is that going to look like? So how do we begin to actually cope with this? And not just cope with it, to deal with it, but how do we start to actually feel better? You know, like, no one wants to feel burnt out. No one wants to be having these feelings and experiencing these symptoms day in and day out. They want to get back to their normal life of feeling resilient, right? Like, I can do this, and trying to find better balance in their life. I think a lot of times when we get to the point of burnt out, it's because the balance is off, where there's too much of one thing that's happening. There's too much of me catering to my partner in the relationship and not really thinking about, what do I need and how do I feel? There's too much of me working 60 hours at a job and not feeling like, for the amount of work that I'm putting in, that I'm getting what I deserve to get back from this job. A home life, you know, a stay-at-home mom, or a mom that is working, or a dad that's working and trying to juggle kids and doing everything for everyone else, making sure that, okay, I need to find balance between my kids, my work, my life, the day-to-day aspects of life, which can be stressful, you know, and nurturing myself and loving myself. How do I begin to find that balance? So one of the things that you have to do is be able to take care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally. And I say that all the time in all of my videos, and it's one of the most important things that you can do. Are you going to do it every single day? Be able to give yourself everything that you need in that day? Probably not. Otherwise, you wouldn't be burnt out. But I think it's important to start kind of backtracking on, okay, what do I need to be giving myself right now so I can overcome this little, you know, hurdle that I'm in right now, this little phase of being stressed, severely stressed to the point of being burnt out. So the burnt out that I'm in right now doesn't go to the next level. One of the first things is you have to set aside time, which means not everything has to get done. Not every email needs to get answered. You don't have to be absolutely the best and give 1,000% of yourself to the job, to the kids, to the spouse, to the family, to the friends, to the whatever, and start refocusing a lot of that energy on yourself so you can get yourself back to where you need to be. So one of the first things is, aside from setting time for yourself, which is huge, it's about boundaries. It's about starting to set some boundaries in terms of, who needs to come first today? I need to come first today. And not feeling guilt for putting yourself first. Not feeling guilt for not doing the job at the level that you used to do it, because quite frankly, it probably wasn't healthy for you to be doing the job at that level. For you not to feel guilt for not being able to give everything to everyone, because number one, that's actually not your job. So really reprogramming yourself in that way, again, is a really huge step. Setting boundaries to not feel guilty for putting yourself above your kids. You know, I think oftentimes as moms, we tend to have that guilt. That mom guilt is a real thing, but your kids don't want to see you stressed. They don't want to see you burnt out. They'd rather have a happy, healthy mom and have that person not give them every little thing that they've ever needed, rather than a mom who's angry and taking it out on the kids and isn't fun to be around because, or quite frankly, just can't even get off the couch because they're sad and depressed because they're exhausted. Any child would say they would rather have the happy, healthy mom that's taking care of themselves. And I think often it's important to remember as parents that you are the role model. So you're setting the tone, you're showing your children what is healthy. And for me personally, I do tell my son at times, mom needs to do this for her. And he may not like it, but I'm showing him that I need to put myself first because that's what's healthy. That's me taking care of myself. And I can't be everything for everyone all the time. I have to also put myself first. So he may not always understand it or like it as a 6-year-old boy, but as he grows up, he will learn that it is important to put yourself first. And that's the important life lesson that you're trying to always be teaching your kids. I also think that at this time, you know, when we're burnt out, usually it's because life has become very mundane, right? We're doing the same things over and over again. There's no variety. There's no anything different, anything new. And the different and new should be something that excites you. That's something that feeds you, you know, feeds your soul, calms you down, relaxes you. So I always say we should all have almost like our emotional intelligence emergency kit. And I made a lot of videos on that, on knowing what are the things that fill you up inside. And these don't have to be huge things, you know, donating to a charity or doing something for someone else. It can just be, I like going to the beach and sitting there. That feeds me. Giving that moment up for myself where maybe I put a headset in and I listen to something positive and hopeful and I just hear the waves and I feel the sand and I'm just in the moment of being at the beach. Everyone should have a list of the things that really soothe and feed themselves, because we're all different. And what's going to soothe me and feed me is not going to be the same things that's going to feed you. So really understanding, who am I and what do I need day to day to really be able to take care of myself? If today I can't make it to the beach in order to give myself that 20 minutes, that 10 minutes, whatever it looks like, maybe it is taking a bubble bath. Maybe it is just having a cup of coffee in my backyard and just looking around and being in the moment of the trees and the warm weather and being able to sit outside and not having 10 feet of snow like we typically do at certain parts of the year here in Massachusetts. But, you know, also giving yourself, moving your body around, giving yourself a minute to kind of get the juices flowing, get the blood flowing. You know, exercise is a huge thing and you don't have to become a gym rat, but even going for a walk, you know, or getting back into having some kind of exercise regimen is incredibly huge. And I always tell my clients, I tell you guys, a lot of the times the reasons why I even go to the gym is for my mental, is because mentally I need to do it. I know that it helps me to feel better, to relieve stress, to get my endorphins going, to keep me on that positive, healthy train. And I know with COVID and quarantine, it's been hard for a lot of us. We've had to learn how to get that exercise in different ways, whether it's working out at home or what have you. And I know life is starting to open up. So as things start to kind of get back to somewhat of a normal, at least we can start incorporating some of those old things that we used to do that were just normal, that we honestly probably took advantage of. So getting plenty of exercise, I think, is huge. Eating right is really crucial. You know, the eating, the sleeping, and the exercise are all three things that are absolutely key. I think people, definitely not in this day and age, I think we become more self-aware as to how food does affect us. But I think it would be almost naive at this point to not recognize what a major factor food is on our bodies and on our minds, and being able to, you know, have that great day. You know, if you didn't drink enough water, if you're drinking too much coffee, if you're eating too much fatty foods, you feel different than if you ate a lot of fruits and vegetables and drank plenty of water. I mean, that's just black and white stuff. I know at oftentimes we tend to fight wanting to eat those fruits and vegetables because the ice cream just tastes so good. But again, if the goal is I want to feel good, then you're going to do the things that are going to help you to feel good. If the goal isn't powerful enough or something that you really don't want to do, then you're not going to do the things that are going to help you to reach that goal. It's as simple as that. Really, this toolkit is about helping you learn how to manage your life, manage your feelings, your thoughts, reduce your stress. You know, it helps you to really take care of yourself. This is self-care. This is you loving yourself. You know, you do it for everyone else in your life. So learning how to do it for yourself isn't something that's hard. It's just a matter of being very conscious to the fact that you deserve that 5, 10, 20 minutes of balance to take care of yourself. I hope I gave you some tips that you can start incorporating in your day-to-day life to help you manage your emotional state better and your mental state better. And I will see you next week.